there is another story prior to your, prior to this, which was about obedience. Baba told us about what the result of obedience. If you implicitly obey me, whether it's good or bad order, whatever is the order, obey me implicitly. It will always be beneficial for you all. So then Baba described the different types of obedience. Yeah.
And that's what this is.
So there's a story on obedience also.
Is it taped? Does someone take it?
Yeah.
Because they can hear it then. There are four types of obedience. This is all Baba telling them.
What date is there then? Any date or anything?
No, okay. There isn't exact. Not okay. Actually on that thing. There are four types of obedience. Obedience of soldiers, which is patriotic obedience.
Baba defines it as, it's known as the patriotic obedience, when a soldier obeys the command.
There's the obedience of servants, which is paid obedience.
Please speak loudly. All of a sudden, what happened? Lower your voice.
Obedience of servants, which is paid obedience.
It's known as the paid obedience.
Three, obedience of slaves, which is compulsory obedience.
So, Devana, which is yours?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not obedient because I try to get them to come back in. Four, obedience of lovers, which is willing obedience.
Yeah. So, now come on, please. Without first is.
The first is obedience of soldiers, which is patriotic obedience. They're doing it for their country, for love of their country. Obedience of servants, which is pay. They're getting a check for it. The third is obedience of slaves, which is compulsory. They have no choice. There's the obedience of lovers, which is willing obedience because they're doing it for the sake of their beloved.
Yeah, okay. Then,
but, there's a big but. Mm. But there are different stages in willing obedience.
Oh, God.
The first stage is using common sense and discrimination.
Yeah, we used to do that. We always used to do that. But Baba, we would like to obey, but Baba, this is not good now. You carry it out what I tell you, do it. That's how you would say. We wanted to use our common sense. Yeah, then?
Two, not using common sense, but trying to be literal without being happy about it.
Yeah. Then actually we are not happy with what he tells us to do. We do it, but grudgingly.
Three, which is complete obedience
for
the pleasure of the beloved.
Yeah.
And this is done happily by the lover.
Yeah, that is the highest.
And then there's one further.
Which is the highest now, the further one.
Then there is another obedience. It is absolute obedience.
Absolute obedience.
To obey the perfect master with absolute obedience is impossible for those not on the path.
Yeah.
Only those on the path can attain absolute obedience. But such cases are very, very rare. For example, Kabir Kalyan, which is that story.
You all know that story?
Story?
Or Kabir and Kalyan?
I'm a little fuzzy on that.
No, but Kabir, you have heard of the name Kabir.
Sure.
Yeah. He was a weaver and perfect master of the time. Great one. So he had a following, and naturally he would sit there and weave. You know, the shuttles will go up and down, back and forth and all that. And Kalyan was his pet disciple, you see, young man. And others were there, and people outsiders would come to listen to his, you know, Kabir's couplets are there, very famous in India. Yeah. So they would enjoy his company, and Kabir would be doing this and that. One day, all of a sudden, Kabir, but very indignant, you see, and looks at Kalyan. He says, are you blind? Don't you realize that how dark it is? How can I weave, you see? Don't you realize how dark it is? Although the sun was blazing bright, it was there. She said, I'm sorry, yeah. So he gets up, and he trips over somebody because all of a sudden he believed what the master said. The whole thing became dark, you see. For him, it was total darkness. And he fumbles and then goes and gets a lantern and puts it there. That's one of the facets of Kalyan's obedience for Kabir, from Kabir. Yeah. What is it called? Absolute obedience.
Absolute obedience.
Without using common sense, without grudging, without this, without that, nothing, absolute. It was dark, okay.
But then it became dark for him.
Became, he couldn't see. It was darkness for him. Not for all.
No, for him. He experienced it as dark.
That's how it is, Timothy.
Yes, the way of the no mind, no will.
Yeah.
What was it like for you when you realized that Meher Baba was demanding absolute obedience? What did your mind...
Oh my God, don't ask us about our mind. It plays havoc. Not only it played havoc, but it plays havoc even now. Mm-hmm. As long as the mind is there, you know how mind is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Incorrigible.
Incorrigible, yeah. Yeah. That's all?
That's all.